Welcome to this 5-minute audio described introduction to Natural Behaviour, a new evening of short works by dance theatre company Thick and Tight, which takes place at Battersea Arts Centre between Tuesday the 3rd of June and Saturday the 7th of June. My name is Shivangi, and I will be running the pre-show access sessions, accessible to sighted, blind, and visually impaired audience members. Co-directors Daniel Hay Gordon and L. Perry describe Natural Behaviour as a collection of performed portraits of human and non-human life forms. Indeed, the lineup includes two moths, some post-apocalyptic cockroaches, a blade of grass, the dust in Quentin Crisp's room, a lamenting songbird, a human tyrant, and a lesbian seagull. The one thing that they all share is movement, a common factor defining all life on Earth. In the same vein, Thick and Tight are keen to resist the elitism that exists within art, and they encourage us to respect and celebrate all the different ways that performers in this show may move, dance, and express themselves. They have worked with a range of different dance artists and collaborators, steeping each piece in its own context and identity. As the evening progresses, each work unfolds into the next. Before each piece, Danny and Elle will introduce the ideas behind it. These audio introductions include visual descriptions of the movement, performer, costume, and lighting for anyone in the audience who is visually impaired or would benefit from some extra context. Though the show itself is not yet audio described, the team hopes that this goes some way in making it more accessible for now. They remind us to pay close attention to the sound, as the music is never a backdrop, but instead a central part of the experience, with the dancing endeavouring to make the soundscape visible. Often, the performers lip-sync the words, and Elle even goes as far as to describe the dancing as a full-bodied lip-sync in itself. The show takes place in the council chamber at Battersea Arts Centre, a wood-panelled studio room with raked seating. A black dance floor covers the stage, which is otherwise left bare with minimal set design. Instead, the audio introductions set the scene and encourage us to imagine the specific worlds inhabited by each piece. Danny and Elle sometimes describe this show as a biology essay come alive, and they don't shy away from sharing facts and phenomena. In a solo dance by artist Annie Edwards, entitled Ode to the Last Nightingale, we learn that 90% of these incredibly musical birds have been lost in the last 50 years, while in a piece titled Two Moths in Real Time, we learn that 62 moth species have been lost in the past few decades. Extinction is a key theme that recurs through the evening as the performances consider what it might mean to be endangered and who decides what is worthy of life. In a solo co-created with artist Azara McGee, we explore James Baldwin's insights on how human rights, love, and liberation are endangered, while in another piece performed by Jamali Batchelor, we consider the innate timelessness of queer existence. Though the themes underpinning Natural Behaviour are challenging, Danny and Elle hope that the humour and thoughts with which these pieces have been made encourage us as audience members to summon courage, hope, and empathy. This performance is relaxed, which means you're free to move, make noise, and come and go as you need, and the lights will come up briefly between each work if you do need to leave or come back in. There will be a 20-minute interval in the middle of the show, and there is a quiet space that the ushers will point out. Thank you for listening to this audio introduction. Though Natural Behaviour is not yet fully audio described, we invite you to come to one of the pre-show access sessions on Thursday the 5th or Friday the 6th of June at 6 p.m. These are 30-minute sessions before the show, which I'll be facilitating alongside Danny and Elle, and these are designed to give you a sensory introduction to the themes, costumes and performers. These are accessible for blind and visually impaired guests, as well as those who might benefit from easing into the evening. It's also a rare chance to interact with Thick and Tight themselves. You can book this online, on the Battersea Arts Centre website, or call the box office. Thick and Tight is an award-winning company who consistently sells out shows. They are delighted to bring their work to Battersea Arts Centre for the first time, and we hope to see you there.